This is Thato Motsoane. Here are Studio 7 headlines for Monday, September the 14th, 2015. President Robert Mugabe government introduces new measures to attract foreign direct investment into the country as it seeks to revamp the ailing economy and create jobs. Former ZANU-PF and expelled Hurungwe West lawmaker Themba Mliswa slams a proposed coalition between Tsvangirai MDC and former Vice President Joyce Mujuru, saying if it comes to fruition, the founding MDC leader should be the leader, not Mujuru. Chiaza Marere, the 15-year-old daughter of the late musicians Andy Brown and Chiwoni So Marere, allegedly commits suicide in Texas in the United States. Swimmer Kirsty Coventry speaks with us. Studio 7's Blessing Zulu following her medal haul at the All Africa Games in the Congo.
It's a great achievement. I'm very excited about it. It's been an honor to represent Zimbabwe at the All Africa Games. And I was just very thankful that I was able to go there and do as well as I did. So I was very excited about the outcome.
And defending champions Dynamos are slowly fading out of the Castle Laga Premier Soccer League race with only 8 matches remaining for the season. Stay tuned for these stories and more coming up on Studio 7 at 7:30 p.m. on 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies. Please check us out on Facebook. We are also on WhatsApp and Twitter. Today on Live Talk, we'll focus on the state of the opposition in Zimbabwe following the MDC's 16th anniversary at the weekend. Stay tuned.